This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It was quite a day yesterday. It began with the Pollad family announcing it would not be selling a majority of the team and ended with a Twins win at Yankee Stadium. Minnesota got a stellar pitching effort from Joe Ryan and a key hit from Cody Clemens, and they finally beat the Yanks last night 4-1. The two teams waited out a rain delay to start the game, then Joe Ryan got to work.
I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm staying pretty locked in pitch to pitch, so it's like I don't really know what's going on until the game's over and I like look at anything and like see anything. Like I really don't. It's just like I'm just trying to attack each pitch and stay there and do that.
Manager Rocco Baldelli.
That was just an incredible outing for Joe. Challenging night. We're sitting here all night. Joe was pitching till late in the evening, about 11 o'clock at night. Came out throwing 97 in the first inning. He's the guy. He's doing just a fantastic job, and he showed again why he's one of the best pitchers in the league.
Clemens had the go-ahead double in the sixth. The Twins return home. They'll host the Tigers tonight at Target Field. The AAA Saints won in Omaha last night, that final 8-3. The Vikings and Patriots took part in day one of joint team practices yesterday in Eagan. Left tackle Christian Darrisaw says he likes that.
Whether it's from the offense or the defense, we want to come out here and win the day. But we know there's going to be mistakes and things we haven't seen, and that's why we get the opportunity to go against a different defense in a practice setting to kind of learn from those mistakes and hopefully not allow them to happen in the game.
Darrisaw says it was fun seeing former teammate Garrett Bradbury, who is now the center for the Patriots.
But it was really special seeing GB. He came in the training room kind of before things started, and I got all love for him. He's really a smart player, talented, and I can't wait to see what he does in New England.
Day two of the workouts as part of training camp are today. The two teams will have most of tomorrow off, and then they'll play a preseason game at noon on Saturday at U.S. Bank Stadium. This is MNN Sports.